Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Yod Bet Amud Aleph, right near the top of the Amud. Another halacha of Rav. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav, Ra'achad Sheshachat. You saw somebody did Shechita. Ra'ahu Mitchila V'yad Sof Mutar L'chol Mishchitato. If you observed him the whole way through, you could eat from there. If you ma'av Asur L'chol Mishchitato. If not, then you can't. Now, Hechi Dami, what's the case? Eid Yadiyah De Gomir, if you know that this guy knows the halachot, Lama Li Ra'ah, you don't have to see him. If you know that he doesn't know the halachot, pshita, then it's obvious that unless you watch the whole thing, you can't eat. You don't know whether he knows the halachot. So, why do we employ the rov that says most people doing shchita know what they're doing? And we have the following brayta to support it. You went out into the shuk and you found a chicken that was slaughtered. Or you told your shaliach, go shecht. And you went and you found that the thing you had told him to shecht out in your yard was shechted. We assume it's properly done. That means that we always assume that the person doing shechita is, per the rov, mumche. So why don't we say the same thing in our case? The answer is the olam diada de logamir. Our case must be, Rav's case must be, where we know the guy doesn't know the laws. Going to Shachar Kaman Chad Siman Shapir. He did the first half of the Shechita properly. He did the first Siman properly. And Ma'ud Etema Midahai Shapir Achnami Shapir. I might assume that he probably did the other one properly, even though I didn't see it. Kamash Flana Haitramu Yitramilai. The answer is no. Maybe he just got lucky here. But with the other siman, maybe he did delay or do darsa. Okay, Baminar of Dimi Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman repeated this halacha in Rav's name, and now the student asks Rav Nachman a corollary. And he answered from the Braita, Amar lach eskato shachut, we assume the shechita is proper. And then he challenged Rav Nachman. You tell your shaliach, go out to the North 40 and separate truma from the granary. You went out there and you found that it had been separated out. We have to assume that it's not properly done. You pick a position of Nachman. If we assume that a shliach does the shlichut for the trumanami, then truma should also be good. If we assume that a shliach doesn't do a shlichut, then shchita should also be no good. So Rav Nachman answered, it's very simple. Chitechu ala kura de milcha. When you eat a bunch of salt, I'll get it. It's an idiom for saying it's a little complex. And here he goes. The olam ein chazaka shliach oseh shlichuto. The reality is we do not assume a shliach does a shlichut. But that's not the issue. Ushchita inami doma ina shachrina shama v'azav shachad. Let's say I told my shaliach to go do shchita, and another person overheard it, ran out to the yard and he did the shchita. Most people do shchita, know what they're doing. So whoever did the shchita is okay. But truma dilma ina shachrina shama v'azav taram. The same parallel case. Maybe somebody overheard me say, go take truma, and he ran ahead and he separated truma. That means that that guy was tarim shalomidat. He didn't have my permission to take truma. Tarim shalomidat, ain't truma to truma. It's invalid. All right, good. So that is his explanation for the difference. Now, the whole issue that Rav's original halacha rested on was rov mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchinein. So perhaps that's tanaim. Maybe that's a machloket tanaim, the tanya. You lost some animals and you went and found them slaughtered. It's machloket tanaim whether you can eat them. So Amar Rebbe, and Rebbe then said, Nirin divrav shol Rebbe Yehuda, that they're pasur shematzaan ba'ashpa. If you found them in a dung pile, divrav chanin, but if you found them in the house, then we're going to rule like Rebbe Chanina that they're mutar. Which means, by the way, the Chachamim themselves had diametrically opposite positions, but Rebbe splits the difference. Now, my love, Bakami Palgi, should we not say that this is their disagreement? Tamar Savar Amrinan Rov Mitzuyin Etzel Shchita Mumchinein. Rav Chanina says we follow the Rov. If you found him Shachut, you have to say they're okay. Mar Savar Lomin and Rov Mitzuyin Etzel Shchita Mumchinein, and that Rabbi Yehuda says we do not employ that Rov. So Rav Chaim Yitzchak, lo, the Kuli Yavam Rov Mitzuyin Etzel Shchita Mumchinein. Everybody agrees that Rov Mitzuyin are Mumchin. And now he modifies the disagreement. He says, everybody agrees if you find it in the house, it's mutar. The guy did a proper shechita and he kept it around because it's good meat. If it's out in the dung pile, out in public, to call the amal pligid asur. It's certainly asur because the guy threw it out because it was no good. There's something went wrong with the shechita. Ki pligi, where is the whole disagreement between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina? Be ashpash rabayit, in a dung pile out in your backyard or in the house. Mar savar damasvid latil nivlato be ashpash rabayit. And simply, Rabbi Yehuda says, a person would put a nevela in their own private dung heap. Chanina says, no, a person would not do that. Therefore, if it's here, it must have been done properly. Of course, the guy's not around. That's the problem. All right, that's the way we take the machloket. Now, Amar Mar, Merebi. Now, let's take a look at this. Rebbe said, we're going to rule like Rebbe Yehuda when you find him in the dung pile. My ashpa, which dung pile? Elam ashpa shebashuk, if you think it's the one outside in the shuk. Hamar tekuli amalo pligid asur. According to Nachman bar Yitzchak, everybody agrees that that's asur. So that's not a point where we're going to say like Rebbe Yehuda, because that everybody agrees. Abshita b'ashpa shebabayit. It must mean that it's an ashpa that's in the house. Ema seifa, but then look at the second half of Rabbi's resolution. If you found him in the house, then we rule like him. My bite, what is house mean? If you think it means in the house, in a proper place, Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak said that all agree that if it's found in the proper part of the house, it's mutar. It's obviously not a nevela. It must be that it's talking about the dung pile that's in the house, which means that based on Rebbe's resolution, we rule like Rebbe Yehuda to prohibit when it's ba'ashba shababayit, and then we rule like Rebbe Chanina to permit when it's ashba shababayit. Kashid Rebbe ad Rebbe. So Rebbe is himself in a conundrum. So achikamar, we have to reread Rebbe. Nirin di Rebbe Yehuda le Rebbe Chanin Yosef Aglili. Rebbe's not saying, I've got two diametric positions and I'm going to rule and resolve it. But rather, I'm telling you that they agreed. Rabbi Chanina accepted Rabbi Yehuda's ruling. Their only disagreement was about Ashpa Shabbayit. Ashpa Shabbayit, Modilei, Venirin, etc. Which means, from the etc. here in the Gemara, it sounds like that Rebbe's going to say exactly like Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak later said, which is Chanina agrees with Rabbi Yehuda if it's found in the Shuk. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Chanina to found the house. And the only point of disagreement is Ashpa Shabbayit, all based on the question, does a person typically throw a nevela in Ashpa Shabbayit, or if it's there, should we assume that it's properly shchuta? Okay. Towards the end of the Mishnah, way, way back on Daf Bet Amud Aleph, and by the way, keep in mind that that Mishnah was the first of four pieces of Mishnah Aleph. We said that, HaKol Shachtin Shchutam Shera, Chutz Vecheri Shetu Vakatan. Shemi yikalkulu et shchitatan. Yikalkulu is future. Shemi kalkulu oktani el shemi yikalkulu. That's a little problematic because we just got through talking about bidiavad. If they did shchita, it's valid. Except in the case of shcher shetiv cotton, because they may mess up. So, that means that it's teaching an extra thing. Not only bidiavad, if they did shchita without proper supervision, it's no good. But also, we do not give them an animal, lechatchila, to do shchitan, even if there's full supervision going on, even if it's 100% chulin. Okay. Okay, which means that any of the people that we said who are invalid, whether it's the kuti, whoever it might be, and the chereshet of cotton, who did shchita with somebody else observing them, it's valid. What does that prove to you? It proves to you that you don't need to have intent for shchita. Because you could have an imbecile there, as long as he knows how to wield a knife and you can direct him, that's fine. So who is the authority who holds that shchita does not need kavana? As opposed to kodshim, where if you slaughter the animal because you're playing with a knife and it dances off your hand and slices the animal, that's not shchita and it's pasul for kodshim. So amarava Rabbi Natan, he, the Tanna Shai Zairud min chevraya. I'll take a look at Tosfot there. Chevraya means the Beit Midrash, like Rash says, or is it a place, like Tosfot says. Zarak sakin no atzaba kotel. Let's say you threw a knife, you're trying to aim it at the wall. Chavashachta kedarka, and it happened to go right through the neck of an animal. Rabbi Natan Machshir, he says it's fine because physically he did a shchita. Intent is of no concern. Chachamim poslin. So Hutani Davomar La Rava, who identified Rabbi Natan, also said halachak Rabbi Natan. That's how we rule. V'habayim alichum evi. But when you do shchita, you have to go back and forth. The answer is, meaning it went through the animal, bounced off the wall, came back, highly unlikely, but that's the way it played out. Arachia bar Abba, boy Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question. Katan, yesh lo machshava o en lo machshava? Does a minor have machshava or not? Meaning, is the machshava of a minor considered to have any validity? Amalei Rabbi Ami, so Rabbi Ami said to Arachia bar Abba. Why would Rabbi Yochanan ask that? Why doesn't he ask, and there's a reductio, why doesn't he ask whether or not a minor's actions are valid? And then he answered, Rabbi Yami himself answered, why didn't he ask about that? And because as the Mishnah that we're going to see in a minute from Kelim says explicitly, kids' actions are meaningful. So Machshavah Nami lo Tibayle, from the same Mishnah, he should also not ask about Machshavah. The same Mishnah says their Machshavah doesn't count. What's the Mishnah? Ha'alon v'arimon v'ha'egoz. Alon here is like an acorn, or a pomegranate, or a nut. Shechakakum tinakot lamud ben afar. A kid took it and hollowed it out in order to measure dirt or something. Shedkinum l'chaf mosnaim, or they made it in order to use as a scale, as a counterweight. Tmein, because they already have a din of a kli. Ne'she'esh lehen ma'aseh, because the kid's actions are meaningful. Ve'enlan machshava. But let's say that the kid intended, said, you know what, I'm going to use it for something else. Or I'm not done until I put some sealing wax on it. Doesn't matter, because their intent doesn't count for anything, but their actions do. So taking this piece of vegetation and turning it into a useful kli, that action is meaningful. All right, Amarle, so Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is back to Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yochanan was not asking about machshava when it sits alone. We know that machshava of a minor doesn't count at all. He was asking about something a little bit more fine, more complex, which is when a minor has intent, and we could tell what his intent is based on his actions. His actions tell us the intent. Could go on. What's an example? There's an animal who's sitting on the south side of the Azara. The kid schlepped it to the north side and did shechita. The fact that he schlepped it into the north means he had kavana for Kodesh Kodoshim, and it's an olah. Maybe it just happened to be that there was no spot in the south. He schlepped it to an open spot. But maybe it doesn't tell us anything about him understanding it's an olah. So the answer is, Rabbi Yami counters and says, Rabbi Yochanan already addressed that point too, which is, Machshava nikert mitoch masav. This is my Mishnah Machshirin. That's a member of only fruit that has had liquids fall on it intentionally. Only at that point could they become tamei if they come in contact with a source of tuma. So malepe otav legag, you put your fruit up on a roof neknima because you don't want them to rot in the basement. If you're on a lamtal and they got dew on them, enamichyutan, that's not called kiyutan mayim alzera. It wasn't put there intentionally. You didn't want it. You just wanted it out of the basement. If you made kaven lechach, but if you put it up there because you wanted to get some nice dew, or in bechiyutan, then it does count. Halum chereshet v'katan. Let's say one of our triumvirate of halachic incompetence took them up there. Al pishn kavnu lechach, even though they intended to get dew on it, einan bechiyutan. Neshiyeshtan masev and the machshava. Same rule. Their actions are meaningful. Their intent isn't meaningful. So you asked them and said, "Yeah, I want them to get some dew on it. I want them to get wet. Doesn't matter. That intent doesn't help." And the action alone of putting up there is not meaningful enough. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Commenting on that. Lo shanu ela sholei pechba, and that's only if the katan did not physically turn them over, like put them up and then turn them over so both sides would get wet. Aval, the pechba, and if he did so, hare zevach yutan, then that's called kiyutan mayim alzera, because their actions indicate their intent. And we can discern intent from actions, and it's valid. So that should answer Rabbi Yochanan's question, so why is he asking it again? So the answer is, Hachikami Bayale. You're right, Rabbi Yochanan knew that. He asked the following question, Doraito Drabanan, which means as follows. If all I had was the Mishnah in Machshirim and Rabbi Yochanan's comment on it, I would say, sure, that's me Drabanan, and it's a Chumrah, that his actions indicate an intent, will give it that validity, the Chumrah, and these things can become Tameh. But if it's Doraito, then his intent may even be lenient, meaning that if he schleps the korban into the north side and shechts it, it may be a valid shechita. And that's what he's asking about. Nachma Yitzchak Matniach, he had a different version of the discussion. That the question was not about machshava, it was about maaseh. And Amarle Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami again asked for Tia Baraba, but Tia Bayele Machshava. Why didn't he ask about Machshava? Maj Machshava no Lokai Bayeleidin, Aniyeshtan and Machshava, Masen Ame Loti Bayeleidin, Aniyeshtan Maseh. Just a flip of what we had earlier. The answer, Achigam Bayeleidin, right to Rabbanan, we come back to the same conclusion. Is his action now, not his intent, are the actions of a Katan meaningful, but right to Rabbanan? Because remember, the context for actions was also about Tuma, was about hollowing out an acorn. Now, Upashit Yeshtan Maaseh Afilu Midoraita, and the conclusion to all of this, Rabbi Yochanan's conclusion was, children's actions are meaningful on a Doraita level. Ein Lan Machshava, their intent is not meaningful, Afilu Drabanan, even on a Drabanan level. Machshavtoni Keret Mitoch Maaseh, but intent that can be discerned clearly from their actions, Midoraita, Ein Lo Midorabanan Yeshlo, that's only valid Midorabanan, and therefore Lachumra. Boyne Shuam Ravuni, he asked the following question, Menayim Tasav Kochim Shuhu, Pasul, how do I know that if you're playing around with a knife and it happens to slice through the animal, that's invalid when it comes to kodshim? Shinamar v'shachat et ben abakar. At the beginning of Vayikra, he slaughters the cow. Meaning, you have to have intent for slaughtering. Rauzubia deinui. So Shmuel said, that I know. La'akev minayin. But how do I know that it's ma'akev, meaning b'diavad, if you did it that way, it's invalid? Marlei l'rtzonchem zizbachu. You gotta slaughter it l'rtzonchem. What does that mean? You have to have intent when you slaughter. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with the second and third installments of Mishnah Aleph in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.